This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Oh, come on. It could be much worse. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Look, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And, you know, let me know, who do you want on? What do you want to talk about? What's going on? What's happening? I mean, it's really, and if you want to know who's coming up or who's going to be on, just head over to the website. TheRealSide.com. I usually give you a lineup of who we're going to have on the show and what we're going to be talking about. And we do have a lot tonight. Man, we've got a lot going on. The RNC, we're going to do a little discussion around what's going on in the convention, which I really love because the Dems are losing their minds. What's really funny is that everything they did last week was God-inspired and so good. And, you know, listen to them, they'll tell you. Right? I mean, every speaker they had was so eloquent, so perfect, so everything. You know, even Joe Biden's rehashed speech from 10 years ago that was also plagiarized, they loved. They thought it was great. No wonder he can remember the lines. But that's a story for another day. Last night, I mean, you listen to what the left thinks about last night. Our token black people for the Republican Party. They're that hateful, and they're that sick. Think about this. They call us the fascists, and they're the ones sitting there calling black people who are Republicans, Uncle Toms, calling them our token black people. A Democrat who comes forward and loves the Democrat Party, wants to stay in the Democrat Party, speaks out for President Trump. And they call for him to resign. They lost their way, people. If you've got an ounce of honesty, and you're in the Democrat Party today, take a hard look and you tell me this is the party of JFK. You tell me this is the party that they say they stood for, or that has what they claim they stand for, the American. Look at who they're supporting. Who are they holding up? Joe Biden has, what, 50 years, 40 years? Let's even say it's 30 years in government. What did he do? The crime bill that he pushed the hardest was the one that hurt the black community the most. Even blacks say it hurt them. You know, I'm telling my friends, shut up. Stop telling the Democrats to stop talking. Stop calling them. I did the same thing on Facebook. I want them pounding away. Right? I want the Democrats to pound away at Republicans for wanting law and order. For wanting, you know, to make sure that our borders are secure. For wanting to make sure. I mean, look at what's going on around this country. Did you hear the only person... The only negatives that were called out last week at the DNC was Donald J. Trump. So apparently, I was listening to stuff all day long. It's really making me crazy. So apparently Democrats feel that the lowest unemployment rate for blacks, for Hispanics, and for women, basically since they've been counting it, is a bad thing. Unheard of. Terrible. The fact that the president or somebody wants to send in troops to help protect Americans in Seattle and Portland and other places. Terrible. Disgusting. The fact that, you know, Republicans have to be racist, homophobic bigots because they don't want illegal aliens to vote. Terrible. I go down a whole list of what they're asking for. There was nothing that they asked for last week. There's nothing they spoke about last week that would have benefited the American populace, the U.S. populace, the U.S. citizen, plain and simple. And for those of you who have been lifelong Democrats who think that they walk on water and you're in the coal or oil or natural gas, you're in that industry, that's where you make your money, that's where your family makes that money, they're going to shut you down. But the truth is, they just hate. I'm sorry. I've got a lot of friends that are Democrats, you know, rank and file, if you want to call them that. They're good people. They really don't know. I've asked them questions. And they're no different than a lot of Republicans. So I'm not signaling them out there. The average Democrat has no clue as to what their platform is or what their people are doing. Or not doing, for that matter. But frankly, it's so different with the average Republican or you know, independent. They don't really have a platform to speak of. The average churchgoer. A lot of them don't even know what their church believes or teaches. But I just thought the party of love trumps hate. Linda Sasseur, one of the most hateful people on the planet in this country, wants this country to fail, hates Israel. And you Jews just totally astonish me. How do you keep voting for a party that hates you? How do you keep voting for a group of people that, you know, got all upset that they moved Jerusalem to moved the embassy to its proper place that every other president said they were going to do and never did? But Trump's a bad guy for actually doing what he said he was going to do that you said you've wanted for decades. Right? Netanyahu and others in Israel have said this administration has been among the friendliest administrations to Israel in decades. Better than Billy Bob Clinton. Right? I mean, we go down a whole list. Obama hated Israel, and yet the Jewish community voted for him. He did nothing for the black. You guys have got me thoroughly confused. Brad Dinkins joins me after the break. Don't go far. We're going to talk a lot about the churches being open. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You tiny-brained wipers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to Real Size on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And again, I thank you so much. So listen, before I bring Brad Dinkins on, I know you're all looking forward to hearing from him, but you know, during the break, I did get an email from someone, and this is what bothers me. To my Christian friends, okay, please stop confusing your religious belief, okay, your Christian belief with your party affiliation. All right? I mean, it's really simple. And for those of you who say who love to send me emails and say, why are you politicizing A, B, and C? You're not politicizing anything that God has an opinion on. If God has an opinion on it, then you are speaking the proper opinion on a certain situation. okay? And I swear, if somebody sends me one more email about mixing politics and religion, I'm going to throw up an envelope and send it to you. Because you don't even read your own book. You don't even know what you believe. You don't even, you know, for some of you who are just tuning in, one of my comments was that, you know, like, you got Sunday go to meeting Christians who don't know what a Bible is, who don't know what a scripture is, but they go to church every Sunday, and that's fine. If that's what you do, that's what you do. I'm not going to beat you up on that. But don't be that person who doesn't open the Bible that you want to tell me what God has to say about something. So if you do a little homework, you find out in Proverbs 29:2, the Bible says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear it through, the people mourn. There were many miserable people during the Obama administration, and not because they didn't like Obama. They didn't like the fact that as a military man, the chaplain couldn't even pray in Jesus. I'm a Christian on my deathbed. I'm dying. I took a bullet for you and your freedom. And Mr. Obama and his administration, the Democrats, said that chaplain couldn't pray in the name of Jesus. You don't have that right. I'm on a deathbed. If I pretty much whatever I want to do, I should be able to do. I'm going. Is that simple? Yeah, this email poked me. And in 1 Timothy 2:2, it says, for kings and all who are in authority we're supposed to pray for, that we may, ready for this? Not a chaotic lifestyle, not be worried about what the next nickel is coming from, that we may lead a quiet, peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. I can throw out scriptures to you about God wanting us to pick our rulers. Moreover, you shall select from all people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers. So we're supposed to find men that love God, that have a love reverence for God, to rule over us. Right? So we can live peaceable lives. And you guys keep wanting to choose communist, socialist leaders. You bring people up to speak at the Democrat convention that cared about ripping this country apart and doing nothing but speaking hate and closing down our churches. That seems to be something else. You want to keep us away. You're afraid that people are going to learn that scripture and all of a sudden the government won't be God anymore. That's what scares them. All right. I'm going to take a breath. Brad Dinkins joins me. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Love when he comes on with me, Brad. Thank you so much for taking your time and being with me.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity, Joe.
All right. So while my heart rate comes back to normal, I am part of what's driving this in me, too, is I'm watching all these people online calling out the pastors. They're supposed to be Christians. I don't know. Calling out the pastors for actually, having church. For having people get together, for having people to want to, come together and worship God together. And I'm going, wait a minute. You know what, you guys? You don't see it. You're not paying attention. You don't even know what your own Bible says. But once I get past that, you're seeing more and more pastors having these Sunday services. Brad, what could possibly happen to them? Really, in mass, what can the government do to them?
Well, as far as what could happen to them, we could see in states like California, for example, more and more criminal prosecutions. We at Pacific Justice Institute, as you know, we're already defending one pastor who's been criminally prosecuted, and he could spend up to a year behind bars. And it's a small African American church. We're defending him in court. He and his church. Not for civilly, not for some fine, no, for not being criminally prosecuted and put behind bars in prison. So that's where California is. Other states are making threats as well. Usually we see fines up to $50,000 or more per day, or these kinds of threats coming out against churches. But where we could potentially see more of is actual criminal prosecution of pastors and ministers in blue states dominated by, I don't want to partisan this point, but I have to because it's just the facts, dominated by Democrats. Red states are not a problem. They don't want to prosecute pastors who have safe, responsible church services with distancing and whatever. But the blue states are the ones that are really going after churches while at the same time allowing other institutions, businesses, pot shops, liquor stores, Home Depots, Costco's to fill with people, no problem, but not churches. And I think part of the reason is they don't see churches as essential. That's the big difference. They see churches as like entertainment. And that's a real shame, because this historically as well as theologically, both churches are not optional entertainment. The Bible says that the church is not to forsake the congregating together, period. And Christians take that very seriously. Jewish people take it very seriously. Their exhortation to go to the synagogue and other people and other faiths. So this is not, faith is not an entertainment. It's a part of who we are, and it's what allows us to have the ability to move on and press on in hard times such as we're going through right now.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and I just think it's so interesting how they're treating us, or that the government, especially Governor Newsom, who really, because he doesn't believe in religion, because he doesn't believe in God, he's looking at us as a bunch of fools and just thinks that this is a sporting event, if you would, correct?
Even worse, there are a part of his faction from the far left that are actually against churches, because what churches believe in terms of what the scriptures teach don't go along with their particular radical agenda of a new social order, of a new moral order that is divergent from the teaching of Scripture and the ability of churches and people of faith to practice that. They want to force everyone to be accepting of their new moral order or immoral order, and that's very intolerant and it's very dangerous, and that's unfortunately also part of this driving movement.
When we come back, I want to talk about your documentary from last week. I watched bits and pieces of it, and you know what? People need to check that out. People need to go there and check it out. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Brian Dacus is with me, part of founder of Pacific Justice Institute. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of the black man shot 7 times in the back by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, are now saying he's severely injured. They're calling for swift disciplinary action from the police department. Attorney Ben Crump says Jacob Blake's injuries, to most notably his spine, are severe enough to probably leave him paralyzed.
And to hopefully become some resemblance of the man he once was.
Blake's sister, Letitra Weidman, says she has yet to cry because of what's happened. But there are other feelings she has due to many more incidents like this.
This is nothing new. I'm not sad. I'm not sorry. I'm angry. And I'm tired.
The officers involved are on administrative leave as the incident is being investigated. The National Guard is in Kenosha as major protests continue. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I'm a bit wound up, so I'm going to allow Brad Dakins, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, before we get rolling and never get back to it, tell people how they can help you, how they can get more information.
Yeah, we at Pacific Justice, too, we're a nonprofit, a legal defense organization, and we're unique. As you know, Joe, we make sure everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to religious freedom, parental rights, and the sanctity of life. All throughout the United States, we have hundreds of attorneys. We have 10 offices in states from coast to coast. And if people want to keep up with our work, we have something called the Legal Insider. They can go to our webpage, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org. And then they can sign up to get our weekly Legal Insider. And also, we're greatly appreciative of those who are willing to support our work. We have over 50 cases in active litigation fighting tyranny, and we greatly appreciate those who are part of our team who make it possible. That's how we're able to do what we're doing, by God's grace, is people responding and becoming a part of our team to enable us to grow and to make sure everyone gets help.
You know, last Friday, before I get to some of this church stuff, last Friday, I don't know if you premiered it, it was the first time it was shown or what have you, but you put up a documentary on education, on what's in education, what's going on in education. And as somebody in education, quite a bit of what was in there was 100% right on. You want to tell people about it?
Yeah, and I appreciate that because, yeah, you are in education. Yeah, you're on a school board and you know what's been going on. And, yeah, this is a film. It's called Sex Ed, S-E-X-X-X Ed, Let Parents Decide. And it's very shocking. It's for adults only. It's very graphic. The diagrams, the pictures, the language. But it's exactly what the children, all the way down to potentially the kindergarten level, are being exposed to. And it's not just about the birds and the bees. It's about a new morality, new sexual activities that encourages, I stress once again. Controversial. Many in the psychiatric field are very concerned about it. It has children second guessing and wondering whether or not they are the gender that they think they are, all the way down to the kindergarten level. It's very controversial and destructive. So This is something that we're exposing, because the sad thing is, as you know, Joe, many parents don't realize this is in essence being mandated on school districts up and down all across the state of California. And people in other states are saying, like Texas, for example, said, oh, well, I'm glad we're not one of those in California. Well, you know what? School districts in cities outside California, like Fort Worth School District, Austin, Texas, and others, 17 other major metropolitan cities outside of California, they've already adopted it. And this, in the eyes of many, after you see this film, you'll see this as what I see it as, a spiritual genocide for children who are still in government schools, public schools. So it's, and yet we also talk about, at the end of the 30 minutes, we have a 15-minute roundtable discussion on the new options that parents have that they may not be aware of, and how just about any parent can now pull their children from a government school, and how they can viably have alternative schooling, even if they're both parents are working or it's a single parent family. We're really excited about that opportunity as well. We're getting that out as well.
You know, it's really funny, and I always scream about the group who screams, or the party who says, you know, they are for, you know, education, they're all about education, we need to give, you know, kids equality in education, or equity, if you would. You know, the policies they have are sinking schools all across the country. Sex ed is just part of it. And here's another thing. If you people really believe, you parents who think we're over the top right now, and you're thinking, we heard the same thing from our parents in the 70s when, you know, we went to sex ed. No, you're calling it sex ed. But I want you to know, in the 70s, it was called reproductive health. And it was all about how the parts and pieces worked to carry a baby to term. Okay? How babies are supposed to develop, the whole nine yards. It wasn't about, and I'll say it because Brad's probably too proper to say it, but they, when you go through some of the books they're showing your kids, and I've seen the illustrations myself, you're seeing pictures of mommy and daddy having sex, daddy and daddy having sex. You're seeing young pictures, illustrations of young kids pleasuring themselves. Okay, so is that really up to the school systems to teach? See, I'm in the school system. I'm in an education system. I make them crazy. They should be teaching math, English, I'm questioning history at this point, and some science and such, but not moral values, not gender, gender oriented. They should be teaching any of that. It should be left at home for the parents. It's up to the parents to deal with, right?
Right, and I will say it's a lot worse even than what you just described, Joe. They described sex acts, and I can't describe it on the radio because of SEC guidelines, but it's things that I never thought of in my life. I mean, they're pushing things that are shocking and are grotesque. And so if parents, and this is in the curriculum, this is what children, every child in California schools, in essence, by the time they graduate, they'll be thoroughly saturated in this. And as far as the morality issue, the only closest they get to that is just consent. And what they do is they basically say, how do you give consent to have sex? When you feel you're ready for it, then, you know, you need to give consent. How do you make sure you're giving consent and you're listening to consent? And the presumption that they give to these kids is, oh, it's okay to have sex, and so long as I feel I'm ready and I give consent. That's the implication. Yeah. And, of course, that's not the case. And the victimization of so many kids at such young ages in this regard, and what happens to them emotionally and physically, it's very dangerous. And even the absence of the risk element and the dangers in terms of diseases and things like that being nullified, and minimized or ignored, that's a huge concern as well. So this film is shocking. It is empowering, though, because we're letting parents know, okay, there's some opportunities that you have that will basically enable any parent anywhere in the country to be able to pull their child from a government school and some real material ways that they can actually protect their children. So we strongly encourage parents. It's without charge. It's an encore presentation this Friday. This Friday, it's an encore presentation. They just need to register on our website, which is pji.org. And then when they register, You'll get a link, and then they'll have they can watch it on Friday at 12, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 p.m., or 8 p.m. And I strongly recommend people do that. We had very high reviews from those who've watched it.
No question you didn't. I mean, again, I'm sitting here. I know a lot about the stuff, and I'm gasping at some of the stuff all over again. But, you know, this goes to what we were talking about during the break. And I said to you, you know, it's got to the point now. If you can't see the fact that the state wants to be God, the state wants to be the highest power in your life. They want to be the place that you go all to be all to end all. They're going to tell you what to eat, how to eat, what to work, where to work, how to educate your kids, what your kids should be learning. In some cases, even what sex. You've got that case in Texas right now where the judge is forcing the dad to pay for the procedure to turn his little boy into a little girl. The kid doesn't even know what colors go together yet, let alone what sex they are. So,
right.
You know, this is, again, is the government stepping in and telling you what's right for your children. This is really scary, Brad. It doesn't look like SCOTUS is going to engage.
Yeah, it's been most unfortunate at this point. There's going to be a case that I know is moving up the ranks to the Supreme Court. Hopefully they will rule properly on it, dealing with a girl being entitled to go into a boy's locker room and boys' bathrooms. But it's very concerning because the victimization, I use that word strongly here, because it's going to be massive. The number of children who will be confused in terms of their gender will be massive. Most of them will commit suicide before the age of 30. That's what the studies show. So it's like giving them cancer, and it's going to be replicating much faster as this curriculum goes through our schools. The teachers' union is supporting it big time. The radical LGBTQ far leftist groups are supporting it. Those at the DNC, frankly, this is what many of them have signed off on, unfortunately. And I think that parents need to take this to heart. No matter what their party is or whatever it may be, they need to protect their children, period. And this will educate them.
All right. When we come back, apparently, the government has stuck a cease and desist order on the church door saying, hey, no singing. We won't have any of that singing stuff going on. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youssiam, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, but let me bring him on. We have such a great time with him, great conversation. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, with us, and always appreciate his insight, and he has a clue as to what's going on, people, and it ain't pretty. Brad, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure. Appreciate it.
All right. So, you know, like Martin Luther did, like, you know, years ago, there's a posting at a church door from the government agency this time, though. It says singing is unlawful. That happened at the North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California. It was a cease and desist order with a 4-page letter. And the congregation has been accused of holding indoor services, failing to ensure that speakers wore face masks and singing. He said, you know, this is nuts. I mean, you're up in the pulpit, and you have to have a mask on because why? Somebody 200 feet back in the room might get something?
Yeah, it's nonsensical. It really is. And, you know, first they're trying to confuse people who just attend the church and say you can't sing. We at Pacific Justice Institute blew the lid off that and exposed that the governor's order was limited only to paid employees. But even then, it's ludicrous and illogical, because when you have someone at a podium far, very distant from the people actually in the pews, then it doesn't make sense that they have to wear a mask. I mean, it's not going to travel that far. We know as a matter of science, the Center for Disease Control tests, it's not going to travel that far. Even if he coughs or sneezes, or the worship leader coughs or sneezes. So it's really crazy. And then people who are not paid, who are on stage, they don't have to wear a mask. They're not bound. Only those who are paid. So, I mean,
What's the reasoning behind that? I mean, it kind of doesn't make, you know, if you're paid, it'll attack you faster than if you're not paid. I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, that's the problem with the bureaucratic mindset of Sacramento and the governor's office. It's not logical. It's just sort of shooting from the hip, looking for, you know, legal administrative ways of how can we oppress, how can we control. Okay, we'll use the California OSHA powers to limit paid employees. You know, it's nonsensical. And when you look at the full scheme of things, so that's ridiculous. I know we at Pacific Justice Institute have reached out to represent churches just like this one up and down the state, and we are actually a number of churches, and we're hopeful that that churches like this will contact us and respond to us so we can assist them and provide them immediate legal counsel. Santa Clara County is not friendly. It's a, you know, San Jose, that area is very dark blue, very intolerant, and very unfriendly to institutions of faith and people of faith. And we've seen that over and over again in our past litigation at Pacific Justice Institute.
What is it with, and I won't paint with such a broad brush that I say all, but I'll say the majority of the blue legislators, okay, a majority of these people, they're, I don't know, are they afraid of church? Are they afraid of worshipers? Are they afraid of people of faith? What is it? It's almost like a red hot pin that you stick in the back of their head when you talk about God and faith and worship and going to church. I mean, what are they afraid of?
Well, I think they're, whether it's conscious or subconscious, many of them have their values, their beliefs, and particularly those from the far left. I think J.P. Moreland recently talked about this, where he's a Christian philosopher from Biola University, how people from the far left, that their politics is their religion, and their ideology is their religion. And that's why they can be so belligerent and emphatic and dogmatic to very high extreme levels. That end up being snuffing out the rights of others. But that attitude carries over into institutions of faith that don't go along with their religion, their radical viewpoints. I think that's part of it. Their agenda, their viewpoints, their new society is divergent to that which is taught in Scripture and what Christ taught in the New Testament, as well as what was taught in the Old Testament. So I think that's actually part of it, is this new way of thinking and this new religion that is very intolerant and very dangerous to a free society, frankly.
Yeah, it is really interesting. They make fun of us. We believe in, you know, hooey stuff, right? I mean, this God that doesn't exist. Why do you guys pray to this entity that doesn't exist? I'm going to have to say it shows you how mentally ill they are, because they get all upset over us praying and believing in something that doesn't exist. How does that hurt them? It's like, really?
Right.
You're getting more upset about it than I am. It's
hilarious. Like, why aren't they angry and upset over teaching about Santa Claus? Why don't they say, look, Santa Claus, why do you do this? Because they don't believe in Santa Claus. Santa Claus isn't a threat to them. But it is interesting how they are so emphatic against something that they don't profess, that they don't really believe in. That's
It is. I just find it all interesting. When you look at, you know, and you look at what's going on, are you working on or affiliated with the pastor in Pasadena, California? Who's also having some legal issues?
We've reached out, and that's all I can say at this time.
Okay.
But publicly, but yeah.
Yeah, well, the city is threatening to press criminal charges on the Harvest Rock Church there in Pasadena. And you know what, people? It's not just Pasadena. We can be telling these stories up and down the state. Some of them make the news. Some of them don't make the news. And again, even if you're not a religious person, even if you're one that doesn't believe in God or thinks we're whacked for believing in God, you know, that's the beauty about this country. You can believe that I'm whacked, and really, I'm okay with that. I'm not asking for you to be thrown into a psycho bin or be arrested or anything else. You're allowed to believe that. I'm okay with it. But when you get down to the point where now, you know, again, these people are coming after my basic basic rights, but my basic belief system. I mean, if it gives me comfort, I was talking about this earlier, Brad, when under the Obama administration, a chaplain couldn't even use the name of Jesus in a prayer at a gravesite for a Christian man or woman who died. I mean, where does that make sense? How does that enforce my rights of, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and what have you? We have been headed down this path for a long time. And you may or may not agree with me, but what I've been saying the last couple of nights on the show, I'm asking my listeners, are you ready to fight? Are you actually ready to take a stand against evil? Because this isn't just Dems against Republicans or whatever, because there's Republicans that are way off as well. But are you ready to take a stand against evil? Because that's what this is going to come down to, in my humble opinion. You have any thoughts on that?
It may come down to just that. There may be a lot of pastors put in prison, church members put in prison. That could be definitely coming down. I think what the government's going to do, though, is going to be more less dramatic, because they're all about staging and politics. So I think what they'll be doing more, even more than that, is levying large fines against a church that will inevitably not be able to be paid off, and then they will take the church building or allow it to be put into foreclosure because of the huge fines and liens they have against it. That is a serious concern that many churches who have to pay will have to discontinue their missions programs, their community outreach programs, their ministries to be used in the community to pacify the state and the state demands and the state penalties. For one thing, for worshiping the Lord on a Sunday morning safely and responsibly, worshiping the Lord on a Sunday morning in the United States of America. If this doesn't get people revved up to understand the importance of their vote and how they will be, I think, responsible before God for not exercising that right to vote, then I don't know what will.
Yeah, it's interesting as you're sitting there speaking. I'm looking at the riots and quote-unquote gatherings, peaceful protests across the country, and I know people, we've been talking about this for weeks, but there is a reality here. The more I look, the more I see, the less masks I see, the less social distancing I see, and nothing. The governors and the mayors in those cities are doing absolutely nothing. You know, you as an attorney, aren't these clips, isn't this mindset a great, I don't know, defense in court, if you would?
Oh, it is. And in fact, we at Pacific Justice Institute are now telling churches, private schools, and others, have outdoor meetings. That's not, you know, have outdoor meetings. Because you're now in a safe territory because of all the lax that the state of California and other states have given to rioters and these demonstrators, willingly, knowingly, and even encouraging it. So that's very important. I know we had someone contact us to say that, let us know that that they were told they can't have a home Bible study. And I said, well, yeah, you can. We will defend that. But in your backyard, that's a safe zone. That's a safe zone because that's outside.
Yep.
That's outdoors. And someone would like to intimidate them, even to try to get them to shut down, even from meeting in their backyard.
We're up against it, but I got to tell you something. I am excited to hear some of the sheriffs will not enforce this. Now, there's been a hint that Newsom said that he would send in state police. But the sheriffs have said, we're not doing this. We're not going to support this. Anyway, Brad Dacus, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time. Always well informed. Joe Messina, your host, Pacific Justice Institute. Look it up. It's on our website as well. Brad, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.
You too, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, did Trump sign us up for a possible social medicine?